And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:31, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. And joining us, one of our most successful contestants on the 60-second challenge. He was in the final earlier on in the year. Say good morning to Kerris Phillips. Hi, Kerris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And I was trying to remember, were you the winner in 2022?
I sneaked it. I beat Kevin Jeffries by 1 point.
That's right. It's all coming back to me now. Seems such a long time ago.
So last year, wasn't it? Yeah.
Right. Now, as most of our regular listeners know, you are an accountant, so you've just had the busiest month of your life, I'm guessing.
Yeah, deadline day, 31st of January, so it's always the busy month of January, and the further you go into the month, the busier it seems to get. So on Tuesday, on the 31st, I did a 12-hour day for the first time in my life.
Wow, fantastic.
It's all crept up on me over this weekend, so I'm chilling out this weekend.
I bet you are, yeah, so it's all downhill to Christmas now. Brilliant.
A bit like that, yeah.
Excellent. Right, well, I hope you're not too exhausted to get a good score on the 60-second challenge. You always do all right, so let's see how you get on today. As always, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Good luck, and here they come. Who were the Top of the Pops dancers until 1976?
Pants People.
Whose first album was called Born to Run?
Bruce Springsteen.
What is the surname of Jerry from the Spice Girls?
Halliwell.
Which number linked songs by Ringo Starr and Neil Sedaka?
16.
Sherry was the first hit in 1962 for which American group?
The Four Seasons.
In which decade did Chris Rea have his first top 10 hit?
The 1980s.
Which American singer and songwriter's first album was called In Dreams?
Lionel Richie.
Which country is singer Johnny Halliday from?
USA.
How was the singer Yosef Islam known when he was first in the charts in the 60s? How are songwriters Bert and Hal better known?
Bacharach and David.
Every Loser Wins was the best-selling single of 1986, but who sang it?
Nick Perry.
You're going to go for Nick Perry on that. Right, well, I think that's a pretty impressive round, as we would expect. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. And you didn't pass on any at all, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right. So well done. Fantastic. A respectable score, as you say. And the ones that you slipped up on were quite tricky. The first one, which American singer and songwriter's first album was called In Dreams, which was also the title of one of his early singles, it was the Big O, Roy Orbison. Well before your time, that one, I suspect. And the country that the singer Johnny Halliday is from, one of the most successful singers over the years in France, apparently.
Oh, right.
So you've learned something and I've learned something there as well.
Yes. Okay, Dave.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thanks for taking part. A really good score, and we'll see if anybody can beat that in about an hour's time.
Okay, cheers, Dave. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Well, that was good, wasn't it? If you think you can do better, now would be a good time to get in touch. Leave us a message on Facebook with a contact phone number, and you could be on the radio at 12:30.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
12:31, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. And if you're listening an hour ago, you will have heard Kerris Phillips get one of his really good scores, 9 out of 11, with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score, somebody who we have interrupted as she was doing her supermarket shopping. But she's home now. We say good afternoon to Trudy Powell. Hi, Trudy.
Hi.
I hope I'm not responsible for you forgetting some of the things you needed on your shopping list.
No, your timing was impeccable. I was just at the checkout.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. And normally you're working on a Sunday, but not today, I gather.
No. I've had yet another shift pattern change.
Right.
but it means now that I'm off on a Sunday.
Oh, fantastic. So we'll be able to hear lots and lots of you in 2023. Now, were you listening when Keris was on earlier on?
Yeah.
Now, be honest, how many of those 11 questions you reckon you would have got right?
Five.
Now, only five, right? But that doesn't matter because your questions are totally different. And as we always say, it's a bit of fun. Doesn't matter whether you win or lose, it's just taking part. And I know lots of people like to play along with this at home, but unlike you, they're not brave enough to get in touch.
Oh, they need to give it a go.
Absolutely. You tell them, Trudy. Right. Okay, then, good luck as always. Once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Cool.
Good luck, and here they come. In which decades were LPs sold in Britain for the first time?
60s.
Which Michael Jackson record was the best-selling album of 1987?
Umbrella.
Which Beatle owned a 1965 Rolls-Royce painted in psychedelic colours?
Ringo Starr.
Who recorded an album called Can't Slow Down in 1984?
Elvis Presley.
Who released the greatest hits compilation album called Legend?
Don't know, Pam.
Okay. In which decade did Olivia Newton-John have her first hit record?
80s.
Which was the only group to have a top 10 album of the decade in both the 70s and the 80s?
Fleetwood Mac.
And what was the diameter of a vinyl album?
12 inch.
You're going to go for 12 inch on that one. I was panicking for a bit then because you started off pretty badly, but you pulled it round towards the end, thankfully. Yeah. Right, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions in your allotted time. You passed on just one question, and I'm afraid you only got 2 questions right. Didn't go your way today, but as we said before you started, it is just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And some tricky ones there, it has to be said. In which decade were LPs first sold? You said the 60s, which is a sort of logical answer, but they were around in the 50s, a bit like me.
All right.
Right. Which Michael Jackson record was the best-selling album of 1987? You went for the obvious answer, which is Thriller, but it was the one that followed it. It was actually Bad.
Bad.
And the Beatle who owned a Rolls Royce with psychedelic colours, not Ringo Starr, not Paul McCartney, but John Lennon, apparently.
Mm.
All right. And I think it's still around and it was sold for an absolute fortune only recently. The album Can't Slow Down was recorded in 1984 by Lionel Richie. And the greatest hits compilation called Legend, it is the best-selling reggae album of all time, was Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Yeah.
In which decade...
I knew that.
Sorry, you knew that, but you just couldn't bring it to mind, which is always the case. And then finally, in which decade did Olivia Newton-John have her first hit record? I think you said the 80s, didn't you?
Yeah.
She was actually around in the 70s, did a number of cover versions of songs in the 70s. But it's all academic. You've had a good go at it, and thank you for taking part. And we'll let you go now and unpack your shopping.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, and we'll talk to you in about a month's time, Trudy, okay?
Yeah, cool. All right, then.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
So there we are. Trudy Powell, 2 out of 8 with 1 pass. Keris Phillips, 9 out of 11 with no passes at all. But as we keep on saying, it is just a bit of fun. And if you want to take part in the fun next weekend, get in touch on Facebook.